This is Cape Town's number one station for music variety. We are Smile FM. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you want it. And that's why we have Tienus Jansen van Rensburg in the studio. And it is Tech Tuesday.
Good afternoon.
I make my own sound effects.
You're very good at it.
Thank you very much. Today we are talking about the launch of a new Samsung product. Please, Tienus, fill us in, because I know our consumers, our listeners are dying to know what's happening out there in the world of tech.
That's right. So Samsung, a couple of weeks ago, launched the Galaxy S25 series of phones, so their latest flagship devices. You know, as it has been the case over the last couple of years, the design has remained pretty much the same, so nothing to shout about there. Other than the Galaxy S25 Ultra, which is the top-of-the-line one, the price in dollars has stayed the same. We expect the price in South Africa to actually come down because of some favorable conditions we've had over the last 12 months, the rand being slightly stronger, etc. We don't have an official price yet, but it has been confirmed that the price will go down. So that's good news for us.
Yep.
The S25 Ultra, the design has changed slightly. It's a little bit easier to hold now. I'm using an S24 Ultra right now. It's difficult to hold in one hand at some times. It's a massive phone, obviously, and it can kind of cut into the hand. But that has been sorted out. But I think the most important and most interesting updates to these devices is going to be in software. So it's going to launch with One UI 7, which is Samsung's proprietary skin on Android. And while it won't look very different, it'll function quite different. So as I'm sure you'll know, over the last couple of years, the Samsung flagship devices have had a button on the side, which has been a Bixby button, essentially. So their AI, their assistant, nobody used it. It was not very useful. So finally, they are dropping that. And the button will now actually just launch Google's Gemini AI. And it's going to be integrated in some way or form with Bixby's kind of capabilities on the back end. So you can do more with Gemini on the Samsung S25 Ultra than you could have with just Gemini. So that's the kind of smart that they're trying to push now. And all of this is coming on the back of very strong sales. You know, that's why they're thinking, if it's not broken, let's not fix it. The design has remained the same for 3 or 4 years, essentially. But it's launching with a new Snapdragon 8 Elite processor, which is actually a Samsung specific version of the Snapdragon from Qualcomm, which I think will perform, you know, all of these AI tasks very, very well. And then they're saying it's going to have 7 years of OS updates. That's a massive commitment from Samsung, where they've always been a little bit lax in the past, as the new Android updates take a while to come out. They've gotten that much, much shorter, and now they're saying 7 years of full OS updates and security patches, which I think is a big step forward for people that do want to hold their phone for, you know, 5 to, in this case, 7 years is possible, which I think it's going to be great for the consumer.
What is the price on the S24, if I may ask?
On the S24 Ultra, it is anywhere from like mid 30,000s.
Okay.
And it can go up from there. So we do expect a slightly better deal, which I think for people that need to upgrade now, I think that that's going to be good. But generally, very similar phone. Enhanced AI features. The cameras have been updated with a better ultra wide. But other than that, it's going to be a very similar experience. So if you've got an S24, I don't think it's worth upgrading, at least for a year or two. And it's going to be great for people that do need an upgrade, because that will be a big jump.
Yeah, you can catch the whole of Table Mountain in one picture.
100%.
Well, we're going to chat more again next week. If you want to find out more about the world of tech and science, you can go and visit Bandwidth blog. That's where TNS comes from. They chat about those things pretty much all the time. Very interesting. Going back to the music just after these, stay tuned. This is Smile 90.4 FM.